Hi, this is Chris with another fun fact from the Odyssey Scrapbook.
Hi there, I'm Kathy Buchanan, and I wrote the episode, How to Sync Us Up. Now, something happened with the show that you might not be aware of. For broadcast on the radio, the shows have to be 25 minutes long, which is about, 30 to 35 pages when it's all written down. So How to Sync Us Up was about 34 pages, so I thought, no problem, it'll easily fit in the time allotment that we have. But after the voices were recorded, the show was 32 minutes long, 7 minutes longer than it's supposed to be, which about kills me because that means those Odyssey people, they go in with their machete and they chop away. The first thing that they cut was the whole entire first scene, which was very fun, but apparently completely unnecessary. So let's go ahead and hear the recording of that scene in the studio.
Okay, we're rolling with take one, scene one.
This is so great, Jay. It's almost like Christmas.
I don't get it. What are you so excited about?
Because I just found out that Mrs. Gomez had her baby, which means that she'll be gone the next 3 months on maternity leave to take care of it.
So why is it called maternity leave if Miss Gomez is staying with her baby? How is she leaving it?
Is that a serious question?
Only if you don't laugh, otherwise it's supposed to be a funny one.
In the scene, you can hear director Bob Hoos and actress Polly Rojas trying to discover Valerie's personality.
Let's pull Valerie into a hair more Valley girl.
Oh, okay.
But it took a few takes to capture that personality without going a little too far.
This is so great, Jay. It's almost like Christmas.
I don't get it. What are you so excited about?
Because I just found
I'm sorry, let's stop.
Okay.
You did exactly what I asked you to. Now let's dial it back just a hair.
Okay.
Just not quite that far.
Okay.
Okay, continuing, take three.
This is so great, Jay. It's almost like Christmas.
I don't get it. What are you so
excited
about?
Now, one of the things I do miss from this scene is that I had the chance to work in some of my former substitute teachers and the experiences I had with them as Valerie is relating her experiences. So, for instance, one of the things she talks about is the substitute that calls everybody Puddin', which was like a substitute that I had in fourth grade.
We might get what's-her-name.
Which one?
You know, the one who calls everyone Puddin' because she loses her glasses and can't tell us apart.
Oh, Mrs. Phillips? She moved to Canada last summer.
Or the one with the mutton chops who makes a high whining noise and walks out when he can't cope.
Mr. Steglish. He's teaching history full-time in Connellsville.
Ugh, or the one with the long nose who always gets chalk dust on the back of his jacket.
Mr. Conroy. He retired and moved to Costa Rica.
How do you know all this stuff?
So even though I have to say it's never fun to have part of your script slashed, I do feel, in the end, it ended up being a great show, and I didn't miss it too much. And now, hey, I can take that scene and use it in another show.